KO4CEF Mobile.
Good morning, KN4KFW.
Good morning. I had this app running. I guess whenever you turn it off or do another app, it goes away. So if you've been on already, I didn't know about it.
Called out, but then I had volume down. And then I called out for you and then didn't hear nobody.
Yeah, I'm driving my wife's car today, so I figure I'd give an Echo Link a try again.
It's working good.
Yeah, I'm trying to order a little Bluetooth microphone. I don't know if it'll work or not. Didn't get great reviews on Amazon, but I figured I'd give it a try. So they give me a little microphone with a push to talk instead of holding my phone in my hand.
Hey, if you see regular for 369, you better jump on it because it's going up this afternoon. Most of the stations are 399 now.
That's crazy. Yeah, I saw it 379 in Spartanburg yesterday for regular unleaded.
Yesterday afternoon, and here it's $3.99 right here at 80. Premium is $4.79.
I still think we'll see regular $4.50 to $5 a gallon before it's all over with.
That by Easter.
Before I left the house, I read that oil futures were $1.20 a barrel.
We're talking about doing away with the Russian oil, so that'll make it go up even more.
That's whenever I believe we'll honestly see the $5 a gallon per barrel. I mean, not per $5 per gallon.
Back here, before too long, it's going to be cheaper for me to hire somebody to cut my grass. It's going to cost me $25 or $30 to cut the grass.
You probably ain't far from the truth, in all honesty. Although they'll have to charge more because it's going to cost them more in fuel.
Yesterday.
Say that one more time. I missed it.
Contest yesterday on HF.
I never end up getting involved with it. I did a couple POTUS stations trying out my little radio. Made a couple contacts there. And towards the evening, I did a little FT8, and that was about it on the radio.
19 different countries and 47 contacts and only one U.S. contact.
That's crazy. I tried. I saw Hawaii on FT8 yesterday, and I couldn't get them. I guess they could hear me, but whoever was on it wouldn't respond, so I missed out on that one.
East coast of Africa, that's the second time I've heard them, but I still haven't been able to get back there.
It's the hardest part when you can hear somebody and you just can't. They can't hear you back.
I saw an article that said, why is it that 10 meters is always open during a contest? Makes you wonder if it ain't really almost always open. There just ain't enough people on it to do any good.
I honestly believe that is a lot to do with it. I think 10 meters is generally open during the day, but most people just don't get on it. Usually what I'll do, like I said, I check 28.074 for some FT8 signals. If I hear that, then I know that it's probably going, because South America uses it a good bit, so that's usually what I use as a gauge for whether anybody's on 8 or 10 meters.
Spain and Italy, Croatia, the Canary Islands right there off the coast of Africa, and then I got Argentina and Chile, Puerto Rico, Guantanamo Bay.
KO4ATX.
Patrick.
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, that contest, man, it had the band wide open all weekend. I didn't do a whole lot with it. I barely pulled out a couple of the parks on the air station.
Parks on the air, he was in, I want to say he was in Nevada. And that, man, it was just like us talking right here and that, but he ended before I could get a hold of him.
It was a bunch of noise. It was so much. It's just where I'm at, it's just drowning me out.
What, John?
I tried 10 meter all the way through, and all I could hear was just a bunch of noise. which is unusual for 10 meters, but it's just dead quiet.
What do you think? Either the weather, atmosphere played a little bit to go with it as well, because, I mean, there was a little more interference than even I was used to on some of the bands, which 10 meters was fine for me, but still, if you're picking up something, I mean, it could just be something else on top of it.
Hey, it was all screwed up for some reason. I couldn't even get my SWR where it needed. Put my HF antenna back up, so I'm still working with it. Maybe that's causing a problem.
Did you ever try that experiment where you disconnect the coax and just leave the center hooked into the radio, just pull it back enough so the outer surface doesn't contact the radio coax?
Not. I haven't had the same interference that I normally do, so I wait until it happened again.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I just wonder if, which you shouldn't, if you have a dipole, I don't think you should have a lot of signals coming in on your coax, but it is a possibility. Yeah, none of my projects this weekend done that I wanted to do. I was too lazy. I was playing with that radio most of it and didn't even think about getting none of them done. They get the back mode yard. Backyard mode. Did y'all do anything this weekend?
I might raise flower beds a little bit, or garden. And then I was going to put that light mower back together, but I'll be dogged. I couldn't find my parts. I must have got the box too close to the trash and threw away my gaskets. I had to order more. It's supposed to be here today. Up around the house. Fuel oxygen. Major Saturday and yesterday. I didn't do much for anything.
We just did the campfire on Saturday, so I mowed grass in the backyard to get it ready, so it wasn't tall while we were out there, but other than that, I don't think I accomplished much of anything except playing on that new radio.
And that after I walked the dog yesterday afternoon, but then I got on HF and 4 hours went by and I missed my nap. Yesterday.
It's too funny. All right, gentlemen, I need to start my walk on in, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you either this afternoon or maybe tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Have a good day, and I'll keep in here. I'll be late. Have a good day, KN4CFW. It sounds like you're in your black hole.
TFW clear.